But first here on this Friday afternoon, it's time for the game plan. Brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. With full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing, they are the official printer of the Black Bears. Visit creative-ps.com. Time to talk some Black Bear football. My broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Are you ready to journey down to Massachusetts shortly, Robert?
I am. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. A non-conference game coming up for the Black Bears. We'll get the lowdown on the Merrimack game. But first, let's go back to last week. And I didn't want to sugarcoat it. It was a disappointing performance at home for the Bears in the conference opener.
Yeah, it was, Rich. Maine didn't get off to a good start, and they really didn't play at that high level that we saw against Colgate in the last home game. And so I think if they're going to get back on track, they really need to come out, get a good start, and limit their opponent's big plays.
Well, let's start with the defense, because they have really been under siege, especially in the last couple of games. Black Bears giving up way too many yards, way too many points, and especially showing the inability to get off the field on third down.
Yeah, and, if you can't right that ship, Rich, it's going to be a struggle the rest of the way. I think the most important thing for Maine is to gather up the information from that last game and unify and just move forward. And they've got to get off to a good start, offensively and defensively. They need to continue to play at that high level for 60 minutes, no peaks and valleys. Over their last two games, Maine has been outscored 65-15 in the first half, and the Black Bears have not scored an offensive touchdown in the first quarter all season. So they need to get off to a good start. And that will give them some momentum early in the game. I think it'll build confidence. They need to get a physical presence on both sides of the ball, play with purpose and passion and determination and just discipline for the entire game. I think that was lacking, at least in that first half of Montana State and then through those four quarters with Monmouth.
Well, maybe this non-conference opponent, Merrimack, is just what the doctor ordered. They have struggled to put up offense themselves, averaging just 18 points and only 300 yards of offense per game.
Yeah, it's a dangerous team, I think, though, Rich. When I really looked at their three games, they had two FBS opponents. And defensively, they played quite well against Air Force in their opener. Air Force only had 237 total yards and only averaged 3.4 yards per play. They had a nice game against Bucknell last week where they picked up their first 31-21. And in that game, they held Bucknell to 260 total yards and 4.1 yards per play. They racked up seven sacks and forced three turnovers. So I think that they are probably riding high on that win over Bucknell, and it'll be their first home game of the season when Maine comes down to play tomorrow.
Well, they've used a couple of different quarterbacks this year, but one of them, familiar with the Black Bear program, although he never got much playing time at Maine, but former Black Bear QB Aiden Pereira, splitting the duties through the first part of the season with Malachi Anthony.
Yeah, and I think he played real well against Bucknell. And I also think that, he's a guy that's that dual threat quarterback, can make plays with his feet. He's got an accurate arm. But if Maine can pressure the pocket, they're going to have to find him and get him to the ground. The numbers he put up in high school, Rich, at Central Catholic High School in Massachusetts were unbelievable. Over his career, he passed for 5,551 yards, 68 touchdown passes. He ran for 1,614 rushing yards and 31 rushing touchdowns. And he was the Massachusetts Gatorade Player of the Year. So he's got talent, and he's a guy that, can make things happen. Against Bucknell, He was 11 of 15 passing for 147 yards and a touchdown, and he ran seven times for 31 yards and averaged 4.4 yards per rush.
Well, they may have discovered something in Jermaine Corbett in the backfield, who's has not run a lot, 41 carries in three games, but is averaging 8 yards a carry.
Rich, he's a good player. He played at Stonehill in 23 games, and at Stonehill in those 23 games, he rushed for 2,062 yards, 20 touchdowns, averaged 5.3 yards per rush, and also caught 37 passes for 346 yards and a touchdown. He transferred in to Merrimack, and he's been doing well. Last week against Bucknell, he got 166 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown, and he had an outstanding game. And he also put up 103 yards against Connecticut. Connecticut beat them in their second game of the year, 63-17.
Well, we know what the Black Bear defense would like to do, but they have not been able to do it through the first three games of this year. And really, it's a problem that goes back a while, Maine's inability to force turnovers and to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, when you look at their game last week, Derek Robertson had a clean shirt, really, at the end of the game there. He wasn't sacked at all. He didn't have a lot of pressure on the pocket. And so he was able to do what he does very well, see the field, check down, make plays with a passing game. He was 22 of 36 for 390 yards and four touchdowns. And they really had it going because Monmouth, as we talked about during the broadcast last week, was a team that came in only averaging 61.5 rushing yards per game. But they had an outstanding game running the football against Maine, rolled up 242 rushing yards, and really had all of the offense going through that entire game.
We're talking with Bob Lucy. It's the game plan here on Downtown. The Black Bears taking on Merrimack on the road tomorrow. Let's talk about Maine's offense. At times, they've looked very good, but really unable to sustain good offense for four quarters in a game so far.
Yeah, I think they've got to do a better job, Rich, just making the defense defend the whole field. Get people in space on that perimeter. Try to take the top off the defense on the long ball. Utilize some jet sweeps and have a little eye candy there. And they've got to get their ground game going. The offensive line needs to sustain blocks, open up that running lane, and let Martin and Santana Fizz and Tavian Banks do their thing. But I think that's really important to make them defend the whole field. This Merrimack defense is aggressive, they're ball hawking, and they play fast and physical. And again, they really gave Bucknell problems. Seven sacks, like I said, forced three turnovers. So I think Maine is going to have to do a really good job making them defend the whole field, like I said, and having a really good run-pass mix. But Maine's got to get that ground game going productively. That was one of the goals, I know, going into the year, and I think that's really important.
Well, and we may have seen some signs of where they could go in the second half last week with a couple of nice runs late in the game from Carter Peavy, who did that a lot at Mercer last year.
Yeah, he did, and he has the ability to do that. He's got good speed. He's a big guy at 6'3", 215 pounds. I think it needs to come off deception. So if he's, you know, riding the back into the line of scrimmage and then keeps the ball and takes the corner, those are going to be deceptive plays and hard for the defense. It may keep them guessing. So I think we may very well see more of that. But I think, you know, Maine needs to get the ball to their playmakers in space. And one of those playmakers, Joe Gillette, came back last week. He did a nice job in the first game back. He had been injured, but played well, looked good. And I think if you can get Gillette going and Mo Irafin going, they can stretch the field for sure. And then Trevin Ewing.
Yeah.
We know he can return kicks, but when you look at Trevor Ewing, there's a lot of different things he can do with that speed. He can take the top off of defense. So far this year, two receptions for 44 yards. He's averaging 22 yards per catch. He's got four rushes for 37 yards and a touchdown. That's 9.3 yards per rush. Whether it's jet sweep, whether it's a vertical pass, you know, he's a guy that can make plays. And I think they need to get that ball to those playmakers in space. Montego Moss has started out quite well, 17 receptions for 184 yards and a touchdown. I think they've seen some good things from Nick Laughlin, 7 receptions for 78 yards. But getting everybody healthy and making that defense defend the whole field will be very important. And they've got to keep Peavy upright in that pocket, because he's going to face some heat with this Merrimack defense that loves to attack.
Well, we've been doing this a long time, Robert, but as far as I can recall, this is our first trip down to Merrimack. What's the history of this series?
Well, it's not much. Maine is 1-0 all time against Merrimack. They beat Merrimack at home 31-26 on September 18th, 2021. Now, in that game, Maine had 265 yards of total offense, 124 rushing, 141 passing. Merrimack had 362 total yards, only 80 yards rushing, but they threw for 282 yards. The difference in that game, and what may be the difference in the game tomorrow, is Maine forced 4 turnovers, and the Black Bears did not turn the ball over. And that's going to be really important, as we talked about tomorrow. You know, I think Maine has got to get sacks. They've got to force some turnovers. You know, when I was kind of looking at some of the data, Rich, I think, you know, everybody talks about the big plays, and certainly Maine needs to limit those big plays. Defensively, I think they can do that if they stay focused, if they maintain that gap integrity that's so important. If they fulfill their individual responsibilities and collective assignments, and they've got to communicate effectively and then just play with proper technique. Those are things I think that will help with the big plays. But I think in this game, for Maine to be successful tomorrow, Rich, they have got to stop the Merrimack ground game and put pressure on the passing pocket and force turnovers. Over the last two games, Maine's opponents have rushed for a combined 608 yards and 7 rushing touchdowns. And Maine only has 3 sacks over the first 3 games, and they've only forced 2 turnovers. So if they can dial up the sack, get some forced turnovers, I think they're going to be in good shape, and that's going to be really important.
Both teams 1-2, but this has to be a win for Maine. This is the most obvious, easy win on the schedule, even though it's on the road. They have got to take care of business tomorrow against Merrimack, because after this, it's 2 more road games in a row, road games in 3 of the next 4, and all of them conference opponents.
Yeah, they've got a challenging schedule moving forward. There's no question about that. And I think, again, you know, throughout the first part of the week, you're kind of diagnosing what went wrong and trying to make some adjustments and making sure that you're ready to go. And then it's going to put the Monmouth game behind you and focus on new energy. We saw great things against Colgate. We saw complimentary play. We saw a lot of passion, a lot of desire. And that, on both sides of the ball, is what Maine needs to do to get a win at Merrimack.
Well, we'll see if they can take care of business tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. Partner, thanks as always. Get your bags packed, and I'll pick you up in a few.
Okay, sounds good.
Bob Lucy, the game plan for Black Bear football, brought to you every week by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com, and by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.